And it's time once again for StoryCorps. This project is recording everyday Americans talking about their lives. This week we'll hear from Janet Lutz. She worked 30 years as a hospital chaplain. Before she retired, she came to StoryCorps with a friend, Lori Armstrong, to talk about her ministry to hospital staff.
One of the things we do is we go around and bless the hands of all the people who work in the hospital. I go around and find the people in the basement and the people who are cleaning the toilets and people who are serving the food. And when I go around finding people, wherever they are, they're often startled and then really touched by it, as am I. And in the basement of the hospital, in a windowless room, they pack the surgical instruments before surgery. Each surgery has a list of all the instruments they need. And at the top of the list is the patient's name. And the technician is given this list, and it's up to her or to him to pack these instruments and take them up to the OR for the particular surgery. One of the women told me that as she packed these instruments and she knew the patient's name, she would pray for that patient, and that she had been doing that for 40 years. And I thought, no one knows that she's doing this. Here she is, a person who has been working at that hospital for longer than most of us, who is doing this incredibly important job that has to be done precisely and carefully. As she's doing this, she's praying for the patient she will never meet and the patients that she will never see. She'll never know the outcome. She only knows that she's helping to make their surgery possible. And then I found out that most of them did it. You know, people work really hard and are so essential, but often not seen by patients and families. They just assume these people are all doing their work and they don't realize how rich their lives are and how rich their stories are.
What would you say to your colleagues that you're leaving behind?
Carefully tend to those kinds of moments, to not brush them off, to let them happen, to not be so busy that you miss it. Sometimes just sitting and listening to somebody else is very, very important.
That's what StoryCorps is all about, listening. That's Janet Lutz with Lori Armstrong at StoryCorps in Atlanta, Georgia. Their conversation is included in the StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love, which is now out in paperback. And you can listen to more of these conversations at npr.org.